are going to keep walking. I'm going to kind of try to lead us through some shallower bits of water.
Katie Shedden is an environmental educator at the Alaska Maritime National Wildlife Refuge. It's a bit windy as she leads a group of bundled up kids and adults along the long sandy beach to the intertidal zone where the sand meets the sea. First lesson she teaches them, be aware of where you're going and respect the ecosystem.
Our main thing that we want to pay attention to is where our feet are. There are lots of critters like our anemones and even nudibranchs and sea cucumbers that have really soft bodies that would not be able to survive if you step on them. So it's really important to pay attention to where your feet are going.
There are sea stars, barnacles, crabs, and anemones in the rocky tide pools. The colorful starfish and anemones seem to be a big hit, and one member of the group says they spot an octopus. Chad and Pam Landis are visiting for the summer from Kansas. This is their first time tide pooling.
There's no tide in Kansas.
They're sloshing through the tide pools in tennis shoes, wet but with big grins across their faces.
I like to see all these starfish. They are just pretty amazing. I mean, all I've ever seen starfish is in a store for sale, you know. And so I've never seen them in the wild like this. So this is pretty amazing. And then the sea anemone. I guess it was called a Christmas anemone. It is pretty fascinating. To me, it looked like a jellyfish. In fact, it kind of looks like a jellyfish without all of the arms, you know. It's kind of closed up. So, and it was like the size of a grapefruit.
Did you touch it?
No, I didn't mess with it. I'm not as curious as my wife. So.
I've only seen them in aquariums, you know. And to actually be walking out here and seeing it just firsthand and exploring this whole area is just amazing. It's so much fun.
Friday's tide was especially low at -5.3 feet. In fact, we only see the tides this low several times a year. Biologists like Shedden say it's a great time to see critters who live at the bottom of the ocean, where they might normally be hidden under 20 feet of water. For soon-to-be 7-year-old Issa Santiago and her brother Lucas, it's all about the anemones. Issa says she likes the dark pink sea stars. Pink is her favorite color, but it's the anemones that really catch her attention.
Do you like the anemones or the sea stars more?
The anemones.
The anemones. Why do you like them more?
Because they're gooey.
They're gooey.
Lucas concurs. He says they remind him of squishy slime.
They're like a big blob, or there could be small with like tentacles sort of coming out of the top. But sometimes when you poke the base of it, of like this, like it's like shape of a circle, sometimes the tentacles go back inside of it. But if you touch the tentacle part, you may feel like a little suction because it does stick onto your finger.
Did you learn anything in particular about the anemones?
That when a little fish or any animal species swims through them, they shock it and then like pull it in to then eat it. I think it's pretty cool that it could do that.
Kira Santiago is the reason Lucas and Issa are on Bishop's Beach. She's the kid's mom. Kira and her family drove the 4.5 hours from their home in Eagle River to go tide pooling.
It took me about 9 months to plan this, like just to come on the lowest tide, like period. So I looked at tide charts months in advance to be able to book an Airbnb to then make sure that we got here on the lowest tide possible of the season. So this is how we got here.
These low tides only happen a few times a year, during the summer and winter months. So Kira wanted to take advantage of the opportunity to teach her kids about the creatures that live in Alaska and support the refuge.
This is great to be able to just see living creatures in their own habitat and learning the etiquette of how to treat the sea and conservation efforts. I mean, this is all kind of things I want our kids to be able to grow up with and see.
And it sounds like tide pooling was a success, or at least 13-year-old Lucas thinks so.
What's the rating? Do you want to come back again to tide pool?
Definitely, yeah.
Peyton Tobin with the Youth Conservation Corps tagged along with the kids, pointing out various creatures of the sea.
When they're open like that, that means they're like searching for food around that they can eat. And when you brush up against them, they're thinking that that's something near them that they can try and like latch onto.
Tobin, while studying computers at the University of Alaska Fairbanks, has tide pooling in his blood. His mom is the marine biology professor at the college in Homer.
So I've just been helping look around, see if I can find anything interesting to show the people, answering any questions they may have and giving some fun information about the critters.
His favorite creature today, like many of the other adults at the event, the somewhat rare six-rayed sea stars. He says the sea stars are fascinating because they can regenerate their arms and grow back from almost nothing after being attacked by a predator. But Katie Shedden, the environmental educator leading the outing, says while sea stars and anemones are cool, don't overlook the barnacles.
They're so cool and they're so hardcore. Like, they are the toughest of the critters, and they're everywhere. And, like, you can go tide pooling. You go to the beach even at not a crazy low tide, and you'll see barnacles. They float through the water for the first part of their life cycle, and then they're able to find a spot to anchor down because they know that other barnacles have been there. And so they say, oh, another barnacle has lived there. That looks like a good spot for me to live. I'm going to go live there, too. And they find that spot, and they anchor down. And then they, like, hunker down in their little shell and send their feet out to collect food. They're so cool. I'm stoked on barnacles. I love them.
These barnacles are usually hidden beneath the sea in the intertidal zone or found covering rocks, pilings, and buoys. Shedden says when the tide gets pulled back this far, tide pooling is a great chance to explore and see them up close. Reporting from Bishop's Beach in Homer, I'm Hope McKenney.